The group's next epic was Monty Python's Life of Brian.
Now you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now go away.
Who are you?
I'm his mother, that's who.
Quite genuinely, I don't know how you would be funny about Jesus' life. Well, there would be no point in it. What is absurd is not the teachings of the founders of religion, it's what the followers subsequently make of it.
Mm.
And I was always astonished that people didn't get that. A lot of people did.
Yeah.
A lot of people got it, but there were always some people who didn't.
Here's Eric Idle.
We may have done casting at the end, and because I think John always wanted to play Brian.
Mm.
And that was a surprise to me, because John, clearly going to be Reg. I mean, he's just magnificent as Reg. And he wouldn't have been as good as Brian. And Graham is such a great straight man in that film. I mean, he's so good, and he's cleaned up. He's non-alcoholic anymore. And that's what happened. I think he'd started to stop drinking then.
Sort of brought the best out of Graham, I think. You know, he was wonderfully sort of... He could contribute again, you know. Mm. And
Michael Palin.
There wasn't this kind of... anxiousness, this anxious age it always was to Graham's behaviour, which seemed just the restlessness, but it was just because he was thinking, how am I going to get my next drink? I'm talking to five guys here who don't know what it's like to go without a drink for an hour.
Mm.
So all that, the slight sort of tension there was off, and it must have been much easier for Graham.
When the initial backer for Life of Brian bailed out due to the controversial nature of the film's content, it was Python fan and former Beatle George Harrison who came to the rescue. Here's Eric Idle.
John Goldstone and I went round America looking for money. We went off to New York and we met all these people and they say, oh, I can't deal with this. It was just too difficult and scared a lot of people. Although they'd take your meeting and you pitch away, but they love Python, but this was a kind of a dangerous area. And all the time I was talking to George on the phone, and he would say, don't worry, I'll give you the money. And I said, yeah, yeah, right. Because I didn't think anybody'd have 4 million quid.
Mm.
But then he was true to his word. He absolutely paid for the whole thing. He mortgaged his house and raised the money, and it was absolutely true to his word. It was extraordinary.
And whilst they were spending that money on location in Tunisia, old friends and early influences suddenly arrived.
Well, Spike turned up. It was hilarious. Spike was just on holiday in our hotel. He was really in a bad mood. He was very bad tempered. It was the first time he was revisiting Tunisia. He said, I fought for this country and I saved it from the Germans and now I want to give it back. He was having such a bad time, so we did persuade him to be in the scene. And he was in the scene about the shoe. You know, and of course we said, well, it'll just be a day, Spike. He's on holiday. Come on, be in the scene. And he said, oh, all right. And then, of course, you know, filming. It was lunchtime, and he was very pissed off, and there were supposed to be close-ups, and he didn't stay. He just went off at lunchtime. And on the way back, he was stopped by the cops on the way back. We went past him, being the Tunisian police giving him a hard time. And then I think the bus stopped, and one of our guys got out dressed as a centurion, said, it's okay, he's with us. You know, he's in Roman costume.